Stepping in the Light. We're gonna sing that through twice because they just have the verse and chorus here and it goes pretty fast. So we're gonna sing it through twice. But if you'll stand, I know if you stay sitting, you're gonna go to sleep. Because I'm gonna go to sleep here in a minute. If I stop singing, y'all can wake me up. You'll fall. There you go. Just knock me over. Here we go. You ready?
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our life by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light.
Okay, one more time.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessing.
Thank you so much. You may be seated.
Okay. We've eaten. Now we need to have some fun. Wake you guys up. You wait? Okay. You can go sit by Miss Marcia. I just don't want y'all to get hurt. okay. So, I need 5 volunteers from each side, split down the middle. Preferably someone who's hasn't played any of the other games. Get some new blood in the game. 5 people this side, 5 people here. Come on. Don't make me come pick you. Thank you. We need 3 more for here. And do you have your 5? Okay. 2 more. 2 more. You already did. Do you want to play?
One more.
One more. One more. You sure you don't want to play? It's fun. You get to eat chocolate. Aha. All right then. Here we go. I guess I should have led with that, huh? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. You can line them up back over there. Okay. While you guys are getting in line, I'll explain the rules. Okay? You're going to come one at a time when I say go. First person, y'all listen. Hello? You listen? Okay. You're going to come one at a time. It's a relay, so whoever gets done first wins the big prize. You're going to run over here. You're going to put on, well, don't run. You can walk or walk fast. Don't hurt yourself. You're going to put on these gloves, okay? There's gloves over here. And you're going to have 1 Hershey's Kiss. So, 1. Maybe you can have more if you win the game. Little incentive. So, when we say go, the first runner comes. Put on your gloves first. Both gloves. You have to unwrap a Hershey's Kiss with the gloves on. You have to get all the foil off. Right, Sherry? Wherever you are. Do you remember? I cheated one year. And then you have to chew the chocolate, and we have to make sure the chocolate's all gone, and you have to have it all swallowed. Then you go back to the end of your line, and the next person comes. Okay? Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's why you're captains. Before you go back, after you eat your chocolate, take your gloves off and set them down for your partner in crime to come and put them on. Ready? Yes, you have to eat your piece of chocolate completely. Yeah. Oh, yes. We'll hold off just a second. Yes. Before you take your gloves off and take off running, you need to show your captain here. They're going to stand here, facing. So when you run down here, get behind the stool so everybody can see what's going on. Okay? Then you got to prove that you've swallowed it. Proof in the pudding, as they say. So you guys got it? Does everybody have the rules? Oh. Why are we moving? Ah. No, I know. Yes, I do. We were doing the one heel toe thing. We lost our foot. That's what happened. There was a foot over there. Is that about right now? Are we good? Okay. So make sure that you come to this side of the stool so you're facing out. Okay? Everybody has the rules. We're good to go. One, two, yep. Go down. Put the gloves on. Unwrap the candy. Eat the candy. Show her that you've eaten the candy. Take the gloves off. And then go to... Yes. This is torture in game form. Because you only get one chocolate, right? That's the torture part. I know, right? Nobody eats just one. All right, here we go. You ready over there? One, two, three, go. Cheer your teams on, you guys. Cheer them on. Cheer them on. All the way on. All five fingers got to be in there. I'm getting out of the way. All right, come on, cheer your people on. Cheer them on. Come on now. Get all the foil off. That foil hurts, gets in your teeth, I'm telling you. How we doing? All right, go. Oh, gloves, take the gloves off. Can't take them off till the candy's gone. Candy has to be all gone, then you take them off. Come on, cheer your team on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Everybody works better with a little encouragement. All right. Here we go. Here we go. You got some time to make up. Oh, she got that done fast. She showed her. She's like, yep. Nope. Not till the candy's gone. Once the candy's gone, you can take your gloves off. There we go. Don't choke, though. All right, go. I think you're one whole person behind. You got some time to make up. Let's go. Cheer them on. Come on. We need encouragement. She's just working slow. It's like slow and steady wins this race. Choo choo! You hear your team? Nope, not till you swallow it. Gloves come off after your candy is swallowed. All right, there we go. I think we're getting pretty close now. They got encouraging over here. You guys aren't encouraging at all. Come on, let's hear it. There we go. There we go. I don't know if you've ever tried to take foil off of a kiss when you got gloves on, but it's not easy. Oh, we got it. There we go. All right, let's go. Encourage them on. Woo, let's go, let's go. Yeah, she is serious over here. I'm telling you what. Oh, yeah, look at, oh, no, no. Oh, it's so close. Oh, get to go. You got to take your gloves off. Oh, man, that was good. If you'd have taken your gloves off, you might have had it.
I know.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Now, is that fun to watch or what? Okay, so this is the winning team over here by two gloves. Y'all see me afterwards and I'll give you another kiss. How's that? Thank you so much for participating. We appreciate it.
First. Last one.
Which number?
Oh, I put him. I'm on. Okay. Ready? Ready for some drawings. All right. Okay. 79. Okay, next one's 26. 26. Going once, going twice. 26. 10. Ooh, 4. 138. Twenty-four. Raise a hand. Okay. Okay. I'm like, couldn't see you. Seventy-three. No, I'm not doing it. All right. 100. 100. 7. All right. Okay, now, ladies, we're going to go ahead and take up an offering. And this usually covers some of the expenses today and pays for the speakers and a few other things like that. And that's all we go by, is just a love offering. And we're going to have some of our young ladies that are going to go ahead and take up the offering. So, all righty. So, okay, Miss Susie, would you like to come pray for us, please?
Before I pray, I wanted to say personally, thank you for some ladies that prayed for me this morning. When I got here this morning, I was feeling terrible, and I had 3 or 4 ladies praying for me, and I appreciate you doing that because I didn't think I could stay, and I didn't want to miss this for anything. Let's go to prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I do thank you for your watching care over each and every one of us. Some have come quite a distance to be here with us today, and we're so thankful that they did. We pray, Lord, that you bless each lady, bless their homes, help us, fathers, to walk in your light, that we may see what you have in the future for us. where we always radiate your love and be a shining light to others. Pray that each one of us will be so aglow for Christ that others can see Jesus in us. Thank you for each lady that's been a part of getting all this ready together. Pray that you just bless the men that cooked today and the men that served us. Thank you for them being here and so willing to help us. Pray all this in Christ's precious name. Amen.
Someday, 'twould be no more than love demands, no less could I repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me.
If just a cup of water I was going to say she doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce Miss Way again. So go ahead, Miss Way.
Okay. I have a funny story.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Turner. Hasn't this been fun? I mean, this is a lot squeezed into a short time. This has been really fun. I've really enjoyed it. And before we get started, I've got a little story I wanted to tell you that happened to me. And it's kind of gross in case any of you want to leave the room. But I want to share this little, I'm going to set this over here because I can't see Miss Laster and she's so pretty. That I love that song you ladies just did. I hadn't heard that song in a long time, so y'all are staying on the old path. I'm telling you, that's a good song. It really is. Anyway, I have a friend that lives in Gainesville, and that's where we're living right now. Our home church is in Center, Texas, but, you know, we travel all the time, and so my friend is not in really good health, and sometimes we'll be gone and she'll get down and she'll feel bad and everything. And so we got back into town and I told her, I said, I'm coming over. We're going to go out to eat. So I went over and I went to pick her up and she could barely get out of her house. I mean, she was really struggling and she got to my car and I said, what is going on? She goes, oh, I don't know. She said, I just can't hardly, I don't have any energy. And then I said, okay. So we got to the restaurant, we ate, I took her back home. I said, I'm going to be over here in the morning. We're going shopping. So you just get ready. So she says, okay, you know, she's always excited to go places. She just doesn't have a lot of energy to do it. And so I knew that it was going to be a hard day when I saw how she was moving. So we took her walker, but we went to Sherman, Texas, which isn't far from us, about 45 minutes. And so we wanted to go to Belk, you know, it's a southern store to shop in. And so I pulled up and kind of pulled up on the sidewalk and I went in and I got her a basket to hold on to. I said, now you get in there and then I'm going to go get a wheelchair when I get there and I'll come get you. She goes, well, I've got to go to the bathroom. I said, okay, if you can make it back to the bathroom, I'll get the wheelchair and then I'll come to the bathroom and pick you up. She said, okay. So she gets the basket, she gets in, I make sure the door opens, then I go park. And so I go in, I find the wheelchair and I get there. And well, when I got there, she had had an accident. And so I was like, oh, no. And, you know, I try to make light of every situation, you know. And so I was like, okay. I said, what do you need? She goes, well, I've got to have some wet paper towel. I said, okay, no problem. So I started wetting paper towels, and I was throwing them over the deal. And she was catching them, and we were laughing. You know, I bet everybody that was coming in and out of the bathroom thought we were idiots. But anyway, thank goodness she wore the kind of underwear you can take off, throw away, and put another pair on. And so she did that, and everything was good. I got her in the wheelchair, and we went shopping and everything. We left the store. Then we went over, and we ate at Logan's Steakhouse, which is great, you know. So we went in, and she said she could walk in. So I pulled up for the handicap park, and I let her out, and I got her in. Then I went back out to the car, and I moved my car because I don't have a handicap stick or anything. We ate, and she goes, now I've got to go to the bathroom again. I said, okay, while you're in the bathroom, I'm going to pull back up, you know, so I'll be ready when you come out. Well, I waited. And so I left my car running because it was summer and it was hot, and I thought, well, I'm just going to leave the car running. So I went in, and I told the lady that seats you, I said, my car's right there. Would you kind of watch that? My friend's in the bathroom. I've got to go check on her. Well, it had happened again. And so I was like, okay, you know. But she was good. I mean, she came prepared for the day. She had like 15 pair. And so I was like, okay. And so we got finished. And she goes out and gets back. You know, we get back in the car. And then we go to Penny's, okay, in Sherman. And actually, I was looking for something for my, so it must have been, I was trying to think because I had, was looking for something for Easter, so it must have been in the spring, whatever time it was. So we go in Penny's, and so I did the same thing. I let her out at the door. I go park the car, come in, find a wheelchair. I get her in the wheelchair, and we're shopping in Penny's. Well, we're over in the kids' stuff, and I said, I've got to go to the bathroom. She said, okay. So, you know, I'm pushing her. I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. She goes, well, just leave me here. Go on. So, man, I was, yeah, I mean, you know, it's fast as this body goes. And so I was, I could not hold it. as I was walking down this little hallway into the bathroom. Now, the only thing that's spiritual about this is a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, okay? Because by the end of this story, you should be merry and wide awake, okay? That's my goal, is to get these ladies wide awake by the end of this. So anyway, I'm going to, and I'm thinking, oh my word, I mean, I could feel it. It was, and I was leaving this little trail, and I'm not talking about liquid, you know, and so, I mean, it was kind of liquid, but anyway, so I was walking out, and I get down there, so I told you this is kind of gross, so I get down there, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm already a mess, I might as well wet my own paper towels, and so I started wetting paper towels, and I go in, well, mine are not disposable, so I take them off, and I just go ahead, and I throw them away. I thought, I am not messing with that, so I just threw them away, and got cleaned up. I go out, and so now I'm don't have, and so I forgot there's a man. Okay, I'm going to be a little more careful now. I looked back here, and I was like, oh, okay. Are you getting married yet? Okay. So anyway, it was just, and I walked back out there, and she is, by that time, has kind of gotten herself back where I went in. Well, when I was coming out, I was like, oh, my word. And besides, you know, I tried to kind of clean up where I was in the stall. And so I come back out, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And so I go over to her, and I went, I tell you what. I said, this is a mess. And I said, look over there. And she goes, it's okay. You know, she was being real sweet. It's okay. She said, and she'd found her address. And so we go up to the front. And I said, I don't ever go without these on. I said, this really feels funny. But anyway, so we get up there, and I push her up to the front, and she checks out, and we go out to, and we get, and I pull the car up, I get out of the car, and then I take the wheelchair back to where the lady was that let me have the wheelchair, and then I get back out to the car, and we still had one more stop, and I was like, I don't know. She goes, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it, just don't worry about it, nobody knows, and I was like, I know. So we go to this one more stop, okay. So we get back home that night, and we've got a group of ladies, there's four or five of us, and we play games about, when I'm home, we play about once a week, and we just have the best time I've talking. So we go that night, and we're playing some games, and I'm laughing. And I am telling this story to those ladies, and they are just, they could not believe this story. You know, they were just going on and on and on. We leave the next morning to go back out of town, and we're gone a couple of weeks. And when we have a lady that goes to our house, and she picks up our mail. Right now, she's in a rehab center, so I mean, like physical rehab. Anyway, she should be in a but anyway. Oh, don't you tell her I said that, Rachel. Anyway, she goes and gets our mail. She changes the lights around and checks our house, you know, checks to make sure nothing's leaking while we're gone. Well, when we got back home, the first thing my husband does after he gets the car unloaded is that's why he would have so many more steps than I do. But anyway, he gets the mail. We have a box that she puts all the mail in, and he's going through it. And he goes, here's a letter for you. And it was from Penny in Sherman. I'm going to read you this letter, okay? It says, after reviewing our security cameras on Monday, March 19, 2019, it has come to our attention that you left bodily fluids all over our store and failed to notify store personnel. There are strict regulations dealing with the cleanup of bodily fluids, and a wet floor is a danger to our employees and shoppers, not to mention the foul odor that caused two customers to get sick, creating more bodily fluids. As a result, we had our only custodian quit. In the future, please do not enter our store without an adult diaper. And in the future, should your bowels explode, please notify store personnel. This is the line that got me. Your undergarments will arrive from UPS shortly. I'm like, really? And then it says, sincerely, JCPenney Store Management. Remember, security cameras are everywhere. This may go viral when it's posted on our website. And I was like, Gary, you're not going to believe it. So then I handed it to him. Well, you know, he reads real fast. And he looked at it and he goes, that can't be true. And I'm like, he goes, did you buy anything? I said, no. He goes, well, how did they know who you were? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, but isn't that awful? I can't believe that happened. It was one of my friends played this joke on me. Can you believe that? Oh, I'm telling you. Okay. I just felt like you were the group I could share that with. Okay? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now you see why my husband said I would not tell anybody about that. And I was like, just think how merry everybody's going to be. Yeah. So anyway. Okay, now we need to get under control because I'm going to be very serious. I really don't have anything funny in this lesson, so it's just going to have to, y'all have already had your funny for this lesson, and we're going to start out now. But I do want to thank you, Ms. Turner, for entrusting this for me to come. I mean, this is a bunch of ladies, and I just told that awful story, so you might not ever have me come again. But anyway, thank you for having me come. And the ladies that did the decorating, I know it was probably several of you or whatever, and your skits and the gifts and all the things. And when I was going down the hall, I was like, oh, look at this. They really did these footprints all the way so you know exactly where to go. Wasn't that cute in the hall? It was great. I want to thank you, ladies. You ladies here have done an excellent job. It's really good. It was really great. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And we're not going to go to a bunch of verses this time. We're going to stay in Ephesians 3 for the most part. And I'm going to start reading in verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. And you can start reading with me. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ladies, I want to bring something out of this passage right here. My title for this session is Walking in His Strength. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for these ladies, and we thank you for the fun we can have. Lord, I want you to take these verses now, and Lord, I pray that they'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say. And Lord, I just thank you for giving me these thoughts through these verses about being able to walk in your strength. And Lord, there's so many times we need you. We need your strength. We can't just do it alone. And Lord, I pray that you will just help me say the things I need to say and don't let anything come out of my mouth that I don't need to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to focus on verse 16 to start with, strengthened with might. That's what first made me think about this verse for this session, walking in his strength, that he would grant you according to the riches of glory, of his glory, to be strengthened with might. We all need his strength in our everyday lives and when trials come. We need his strength to get us through. There have been times in my life where I couldn't keep walking in my own strength. I just couldn't. Like Ms. Laster was talking about whatever it was that happened in her life, we probably have all had those times. And if you haven't, you probably will. But there's times that come in our lives when we just can't do it on our own. Now, there's lots of things we do on our own. And most of the ladies in here are probably strong ladies, and you don't really need a lot of help. But there's times that we can't do it on our own, and we need to walk in his strength. Now, verse 16, it was real, when that just caught my eye, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, we cannot have his strength without, number one, salvation. When Mrs. Laster was up here, and I thought, she is saying exactly what I was am going to say, and I thought, that's not an accident. What I want to do is that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Did you see that part? Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Ladies, that's how we get saved, by faith. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior by faith. I have a similar testimony to Mrs. Laster. I was told that I got saved when I was young. Okay? I was a little girl, got baptized, and I guess joined the church. Here's the thing. I don't remember any of it. I did not remember what I did, what I said, where I was. I didn't remember anything. But I was told that I got saved when I was young. Well, when I got to be about 15 or 16, and I'd been in church my whole life. I'd been in church I don't ever remember not going to church. But when I got to be about 15 or 16, and, you know, we were in church all the time, and the Lord just started dealing with my heart about, you're not saved. And I kept thinking, oh, yeah, my mom said I got saved when I was 4, 5, 6. I don't know how old I was. Because I don't remember any of it. So I finally came to a point. I was a leader in our youth department. I sang in a singing group. I played the piano. I did all the things that you're supposed to be doing in church when you can. You know, you're just supposed to serve the Lord. And I was doing all that. But I wasn't saved. So I was doing all that in my strength. Well, finally, I realized I need to get saved. It doesn't make any difference what everybody's going to think. So I did. I went down and I talked to my youth pastor and I said, I don't think I'm saved. And he goes, well, we need to take care of that, don't we? And he goes, here's my wife. I said, no, I don't want to talk to your wife. I want you to show me how to be saved. I was just, you know. And so he did. I got baptized, because if you get baptized before you get saved, you didn't really get baptized. So I got baptized, and from then on, I remembered, I can take you to the place I got saved. I can know sort of what I said. I mean, I don't really remember now exactly what I said, but I prayed the prayer and asked the Lord to save me, and I knew I was an old, dirty, rotten sinner. And I had a place, I had a person, I had all that now in my mind where I could remember, and I had the Lord in my heart. And I got saved. So ladies, let me tell you something. If there is even one of you here today, and you might be thinking, I'm not sure. This is your day. This is it. You need to make sure today. You've heard Miss Lassiter talk about her being an associate pastor. I was faithful in my youth department. It doesn't make any difference what you do at your church or where you serve. If you're here today and you're not 100% sure that you'd go to heaven, you need to make sure today. I try to always tell my testimony and say this when I speak to ladies, when I speak at mother-daughter banquets, anytime, because there might be somebody there that's having those doubts, and you don't know for sure. If I've made you doubt, you need to make sure today. This is your day. So anyway, whenever we get saved, then you don't have to worry about being in your own strength, because you have the one that saved you. You have the Lord Jesus Christ to be in your corner. He's there. You can do things with His strength. He's always there to help you. And so, if you're not saved, you don't have Him. You don't have His help. You don't have His strength. Maybe that's why things have not been going so well. You need to make sure of that today. Then, number two, you will not have His strength without the Scriptures. Look in Ephesians 3, same passage, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that's salvation, that ye, in verse 17, being rooted and grounded in love. Where do you think you get rooted and grounded? In the Scriptures. Now, whether you read and study the Scripture, whether you go to church where you are taught the Scriptures, which we all should, whatever, however you do to get the Scripture in your heart, that's how you get rooted and grounded. That's how you know what to do and where to go and what to say and all the things that we talked about earlier. Being rooted and grounded in the Scripture. You need to get in your Bibles. You need to learn about your Bible. You need to learn what it says for you. Because this is a personal book. Every time I read more, I learn. I mean, it's like I've read my Bible through two or three times, and this year I've done something totally different. I'm not trying to check off that I've read here and check off. I'm reading very, very slowly, and I started at the beginning. I'm reading very, very slowly to make sure I'm understanding everything I'm reading. Because lots of times when we just read our Bibles to check off a box and say we've read for that day, we just read it so fast and we just go through it. And, you know, it just becomes like, okay, I've done my Bible reading. Close the book. We need to get in the book and really get something, really learn something. Oh, my goodness. I'm still in the Old Testament, but I'm reading about all these things with the children of Israel. Weren't they stupid? I mean, here they got all this stuff, and then they're like, no, we don't want to do that. Well, just like we read this morning, you know, we will not walk therein. But I'm telling you, when you get in there and really, really learn and really read, you can be rooted and grounded in your faith. You can really know what's going on. Now, whenever you've got the Scriptures in your heart, when you've been rooted and grounded, they don't leave you. Let me tell you how I know this. My mother-in-law just passed away in, well, it'll be nearly a year in November. She passed away in November, a year, coming up on a year. And she had Parkinson's, and she got to where she, you know, didn't, her mind was going, and she was having a real struggle knowing people. And she had three sons, and I was her old, I was the daughter-in-law. She had another, well, she's had several other daughter-in-laws, but I'm the one that has stuck with it, you know. Does that make, y'all understand what I'm saying? Anyway, so I have been her daughter-in-law for 43 years, so that's pretty sticking with it. And anyway, we would sing songs. And she, oh, I know what I was going to say. No, she had three sons. Well, they would go in, and toward, I would say maybe September and October before she died, they would go in and they'd say, hi, Mom. You know, and she'd, oh, hi. You know, and she'd say hi to her thing. And Gary would say, you know who I am, Mom? And she'd say, you're one of my sons. And she said that to all three of them. You're one of my sons. She didn't always remember their names, but okay, and I'm going to cry. But she would always say, you're one of my sons, but she always knew me. I was so excited. I was like, you know. But then about in October before she died, she didn't know me one day, and I was like, really? I mean, who has been helping you? You should not forget me. You know, like, come on now. You know, I'm Julia. You know who I am. And so anyway, but she would, when she got in her hospital bed, we would sing songs, and my grandkids would all gather around. We'd sing songs, and she would know every word to every hymn that we sang. Okay? She didn't remember my name, but she could sing every word to every hymn. And then we would pull her up to the table, and we would sit around the table, and I'd sit my grandkids around the table, and we'd fix her plate and sit there. And so I could call on her. We would sit down, and I'd say, okay, grandmother, we're ready to eat. Will you pray? She would bow her head and talk to the Lord. Just talk to him. Ask the blessing on the food. She'd pray for the grandkids who were sitting around the table. It was great. I mean, it was her mind, but she had been rooted and grounded. She'd been a pastor's wife for 50-something years. Okay, but here's the thing. I would sit beside her bed, and I'd read Scripture to her. I'd read Psalm 1. I'd read the 23rd Psalm. I'd read John 14. You know, Scriptures that I thought, you know, that she would be familiar with and that she would enjoy hearing. And I would look over there, and she would be quoting those Scriptures with me. It was amazing. She didn't know our names, but she could sing those songs. She would pray, and she knew the scripture. Now, that's great, isn't it? I want to be that way. I want to be that way. I might not know my kids' names, but I want to know the Lord. And I want to know the scripture, and I want to know the songs that we sing. So anyway, I just put that in there to tell y'all that because I thought that was so important to be rooted and grounded in the scripture and in the songs of Zion and just to know things. And the only way you're going to do that is if you study, if you go to church, if you learn. Okay, number three. You will not have His strength without service to the Lord. We may be able to, look where it says in verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. When I saw that all saints, I was like, well, that's going to church. Well, now, not everybody's real saintly, but, you know, I mean, the ones that are. But being with all the saints, and we'll know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. We need to serve the Lord. Ladies, it's so important. There's something that everyone in here can do. There's something you can do. Well, you might say, well, I'm old. I can't do anything anymore. You can pray. You can pray for your pastor. If you're not praying for your pastor, there's something wrong. And his wife. My husband pastored for 26 and a half years, and you know, I was a real part of that ministry. I might not have had, you know, got paid to do what I was doing or whatever, but I was a pastor's wife, and it's very important. You need to pray for your pastor and his wife. You need to pray for them every day, just like you should your kids and your grandkids and your family. You should pray every day, and then your church family. We need to love one another. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. These verses say, with all the saints, and says the church to me, we need to love the Lord because of the love we have for Him. We need to serve Him, not to earn our salvation, but because we are saved. We need to serve Him. There is something that everyone can do, just love the Lord enough to serve Him. Ms. Lester was talking about loving the Lord this morning, and I'm going to cover some of that too. I mean, we really sync together here. He didn't save us to just come to church and sit. We need to show our love. We need to show our love for Him through service. Now, we've talked about salvation. We've talked about the scriptures. We talked about service or ways to walk in His strength. And ladies, without those, you're not going to have His strength when you need it. You need to be ready for something to even just your daily life, to have His strength. But when something hits hard, you're going to need His strength. Believe me, you're going to need it. Because you can only go so far on your own strength. You can only go so far. And verse 16 says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might. Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That inner man, that comes with the salvation, the study, the scripture, and the service. Now look at verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And to know the love of Christ. To know His love for you. Mrs. Lester talked about this morning. Do you realize how much He loves you? I think if we did, we would just be willing to do whatever He wants us to do. The love that Christ has for you. He loves you. There's a song that we used to sing. It was, He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. And He does. And in the songs that we learned when we were just kids. Jesus loves me. This I know.
For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. He's going to strengthen us. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Ladies, are you convinced? He loves you. His love for us was proven on the cross. Now, we go to Israel, and we go there a lot. Now, we don't always go to Golgotha, but we've been there a lot. And when you see that and you think, you know, a lot of times we'll be there and they start singing the old rugged cross, or they'll sing kneel at the cross. And to think how much he loved us, to take, God sent his son to that cross so that we can go to heaven. That's the love that no other person has ever shown to you. None. We need to prove our love to him. Others need to see our love for Christ and be encouraged to do the same, to love him. It's a wonderful thing that we can have the Lord's strength to get us through anything that comes our way. Anything. Anything that comes our way, the Lord's strength can get us through. You might not be able to get yourself through, but the Lord's strength can get you through. I know illnesses come, heartaches come, and, you know, I've talked to ladies that have had wayward children that are just heartbroken. All those things come, different times, different things to different people. But if we have the Lord, if we're saved and we've been in the Scripture and we're rooted and grounded, and then if we're serving him, he's going to be there for our strength. He's going to give us his strength. When we walk in his strength, our troubles and our trials will be easier. Okay? I didn't say they're not going to come. But they'll be easier when we're walking in his strength. I want you to look at 2 Corinthians, and I didn't mark this, so I don't know telling how long it'll take me to find it. 2 Corinthians 12:9. There it is, right there. I didn't have this verse down, and then when I was up this morning trying to finish up this lesson, this scripture came to me. It says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Ladies, we're weak. We're weak, and we need his strength to be made perfect in our weakness. In our weakness, we don't have to be strong, because he'll be strong for us. He will. He'll be strong for us. I know sometimes we think that we've got to be the strong one, and boy, I felt like that when my in-laws died. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to be the strength here for this family. I'm going to do this, and we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And I did. And the Lord, it's so strange, because I usually will cry just so easy. If any of you have heard me speak before, I usually cry a lot. But it's been all through my life, I get to a situation like a funeral, and I don't. But you know what? His strength is coming in right then. It is. It's coming in. And I'm just so thankful that his strength takes over in my weakness. His strength will come in if we let him. Walk in his strength. It is so much better than trying to do things in our own strength. So much better. Ladies, I want you, if you hadn't gotten anything else today out of Miss Lassiter and what I just talked about, you need to know how much the Lord loves you. Every one of you he made special.
Well, these three girls are kind of look-alike over here, but besides them, everybody else in here, he made us all different. He did, and I'm sure they are different in their personalities. And so, yeah, is that, are you the mom, right? Yeah, they're different. So anyway, but you know what? He made us all different. He made us all with different personalities and different characteristics and different looks and, you know, different builds. And so whatever it is, whatever your weakness is, the Lord will move in and he'll give you the strength for whatever you need. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. And Lord, I pray that these ladies will take what has been said today. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to be here to speak. And thank you for Miss Lassiter's lesson. And Lord, so many things have been said throughout the day today. And Lord, I just thank you for this church, and having this ladies' meeting on this day was no accident. And Lord, these ladies that came today, you knew who would be here and you knew what they needed. And Lord, I pray that we've given them something from your word that each one needed today. Lord, if there's one here that is not saved, if they've never called upon you to save them, I pray that this would be their day. And Lord, that they wouldn't be embarrassed, they wouldn't be ashamed, because every lady in here would rejoice for one that would get saved. And I know there would be rejoicing in heaven over one that would be saved. Lord, I pray that you would be with what's to follow. And I thank you so much for all you do for us each day. And we love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Miss Julia. Right now we're going to go ahead and have an invitation. And these altars are open. If you want to just come and pray, just have a burden on your heart. Got some ladies from our church who will be glad to pray with you. Or maybe you have a lady from your church you'd like to pray with. So right now we're just going to have just an open altar. And so if you feel led, please do. If not, bow your head and pray silently. And our piano player will play. So please, please feel welcome to come, please. Thank you, ladies. All right, I forgot one thing before I go ahead and have closing, and we close with prayer. And I have three little cards left. And I want to raise a hand. I don't want all the shouting going on. Just look around and you see all these white feet. See them on the floor and on there. And also, ladies, an invitation, if you want to take pictures, there's a bench there and you may take pictures of your group or just one or a person or whatever you want to do. Just be careful when you go up on that plastic. Just lightly, gently step so you don't fall. But that's set up there for pictures if you would like to take pictures after we're done. But so just check all the feet. We have some feet on the back and feet going up and feet going up the path. And I have a count to how many of these little white feet that we have done. That's not including the ones down here. Just counting the ones here in the sanctuary that are white. So I'm going to have a raise of hands, and I have a gift. If someone can tell me how many of these little footprints do you think you have? We have up here. Just raise your hand if you just sort of give me a, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Huh? 100. Well, no, not yet. But 105 was the height. Was close. There's 115. Yes, but that's not including the other 100 and some that are down the hallway. But I told our secretary, I said, these are cursed. I don't want to see these feet for another couple years. Because I was getting them. Okay, another thing. Okay, the young lady that had the 113. Okay, thank you, Ms. Danette. All righty, I'm trying not to pull numbers. That's why I was trying to get you to say. All right, how many have noticed the sayings going down the hall? Anybody read the sayings? Okay, can somebody quote me one saying? Raise a hand. Quote me one saying. Blue, white sweater, blue dress. Okay, there you go. I thought you'd find... Okay, all right. Then there was some scripture verses on there. Can anybody quote me one of the scripture verses that were out there? Yes, ma'am? Amen. Okay, stand up. Raise your hand. Okay, all righty. Well, I appreciate that. I had counted, but nobody would have realized the count unless I would have said something. But there's 7 Bible verses on the wall, 31 quotes down the hallway, and 1 poem. And I don't have any more gifts, but can somebody tell me what the poem was that was on the wall? There was 1 poem out of the whole wall. Can somebody tell me? Red Burgundy Talk. Can you... There was a crooked man that walked a crooked... Yes, ma'am. I didn't know if anybody would recognize that was a poem. Because I asked our secretary's wife if she knew that was like a nursery rhyme poem. Never heard of it. So, yes. And they say it's a true place. So, anyhow. All right, ladies. I just want to thank you all. Ladies, I trust that you had a good time today. Received a blessing from the Lord. And I know I've been blessed. I've been blessed for the attendance. I've been blessed that God has met with us today. I believe the messages were right on. I know from my heart it was a blessing. And I needed both of them. Maybe not J.C. Penney's, but... I had to throw that in. But I just appreciate it. Because when you do a retreat without the ladies... Without churches to support you, it's just a meeting. And so, to me, it's a blessing that y'all desire to come on a Saturday. And so, I just really appreciate that. I also want to thank the speakers for faithfully sharing what God had laid on their heart. I want to thank all our workers, the ones decorated, the ones that put the feet up, the ones that helped me print some of the verses, the music, the food preparation, the ones that pray, all of them. I'm just so blessed to have ladies that just want to get in there and do. And I know a lot of times I'm in there trying to do too, but this year I couldn't do a lot of walking. So my cohort did all the, it's gone. So Anyhow, I just want to thank you for that. And so may each of us today, may each of our lives be an example to everyone that we encounter, that we will walk with God and that they may see that we walk with God in our lives. So I ask, Lord, just bless you all as you go. Be careful when you go home. And I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise your holy name for all that you do. Lord, I'm so thankful that we as sisters in the Lord have so much in common that we can bond in our hearts of the spiritual food that you give us daily. Lord, I thank you for these ones that traveled. I thank you for the ones that just came and just got involved. And dear Lord, I ask now that you give them traveling mercies home and that they may have a joy tomorrow. Bless all the services will be going on in your name. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for everything that you do for us. Help us to be grateful and thankful for everything and every need that you provide. We ask this in your blessed name. Amen. And you may be dismissed. Oh, wait. I blew it. It's like, oh, Deborah was supposed to pray. I forgot to let you pray. My mouth was going 90 to nothing. Okay. I'm sorry, Deborah. After I looked down at my notes, this is Deborah. I'm like, so.